A reading from the Book of Wisdom. God formed man to be imperishable. The image of his own nature he made him. But by the envy of the devil, death entered the world, and they who are in his possession experience it. But the souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. They seemed in the view of the foolish to be dead, and their passing away was thought an affliction, and their going forth from us utter destruction. But they are in peace. For if before men indeed they be punished, yet is their hope full of immortality. Chastised a little, they shall be greatly blessed, because God tried them and found them worthy of himself. As gold in the furnace he proved them. As sacrificial offerings he took them to himself. In the time of their visitation they shall shine, and they shall dart about as sparks do stubble. They shall judge nations and rule over all peoples, and the Lord shall be their king forever. Those who trust in him shall understand truth, and the faithful shall abide with him in love. Because grace and mercy are with his holy ones, and his care is with his elect. The word of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. I will bless the Lord at all times. The Lord has eyes for the just and ears for their cry. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. I will bless the Lord at all times. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress he rescues them. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit he saves. I will bless the Lord at all times. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to the apostles, who among you would not say to your servant who has just come in from plowing and tending the field of the sheep, come here immediately and take your place at table? Would he rather not say to him, prepare something for me to eat, put in your apron and wait on me until I eat and drink? Then you may eat and drink when I am finished. Is he grateful to that servant because he did what he was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all that you have been commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what we are obliged to do. The Gospel of the Lord. So we see, we use this reading a lot in the first reading from the Book of Wisdom for funerals. And we usually don't have this first line, but it should be in there. It's beautiful. Because it says, God formed man to be imperishable. In the image of his own nature, he made him. So that means you, I, were created to be like God. God created us not only to be his image on this earth, but to live forever. He created man to be imperishable. And so just that very thing, as we talked about the other day, that the first thing God gives us is existence. That just for you and I to exist today is a glorious thing, that you did not have to exist, I did not have to exist, and yet God wanted you, he wanted me to exist. And so today, instead of complaining about the snow and how bad it is and it's cold and all the stuff, let's rejoice that we exist. And God wanted us to exist. And he gave us another day so we can glorify him. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us